Chapter 3. Life in the Margins. Sarah. Did it ever occur to you that God might not want your life? My brow wrinkled with confusion and consternation when that question was lobbed my way like a hand grenade from someone I thought was a trusted ally. As a matter of fact, she was just trying to jar me by showing where my negative thoughts were leading. I was feeling sorry for myself, comparing God's interest and activity in the lives of others around me with his silence and what I perceived as his disinterest toward me. Everyone else was getting married, starting families, and moving forward with their lives. Nothing seemed to be happening with me. Everywhere I turned, I saw signs that my life was at a standstill. Much as I tried to brush it off, the truth hurt. Had God forgotten me? Was I less of a woman because I was single? Was there a place for me in God's purposes if I never got married or never had children, or if I did, and God forbid, I lost them? Of all of the women in this book, Sarah's story highlights the threatening issues inherent in the discussion of God's calling for women and what gives a woman's life meaning and purpose. Perhaps that is why I identify most with Sarah. She got lost in the very place a woman is supposed to find herself. Sarah got lost at home. I connect with Sarah for lots of reasons. We both grew up with three brothers. I can imagine the two of us having a good long feisty chat about the woes of being outnumbered and the pros and cons of life with brothers. At another level, I have enormous sympathy for all those times she and Abraham packed up their belongings and moved to a new location. I knew Sarah was a kindred spirit when my intrepid Sunday school teacher produced a map tracing Abraham's endless wanderings. Sarah and Abraham moved so many times, the lines of their migrations looked like someone dropped a plate of spaghetti on the ancient Near East. For the first 13 years of my marriage, I kept storage boxes and packing containers ready for our next move. Like nomads, we moved from the East Coast to the West Coast, then to England, and finally to Florida, with a lot of little moves at each location. I still have to pinch myself when I realize I've been living in the same house now for over 10 years. Sarah.